Razor's Edge Audio presents Star Wars No Way Out by Sean Khoury, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
I never thought that my life would come to this, that I would sink so low. I'm currently en route to the planet Holdenis in the Reptilu system to kill a good man. You're probably wondering what the big problem is. I'm Log Skrak, infamous bounty hunter. It's not like I've never killed good men before. This time, though, it just seems different. Maybe I'm starting to get my sometimes precarious grip on sanity back, or maybe I'm just sinking further into the dark depths of complete insanity. But this time it seems different. After escaping the Jedi Temple a couple of months back, I started wondering if working for the Separatists is really what I should be doing. So much is wrong with the Republic these days, and ever since that incident with Kren and Brabble, I've been in the Republic's bad books. Maybe I should just go back to working for whoever will pay me. As I approach the planet, I make sure all systems are functioning and that the Gundark's false ID codes are broadcasting. I need a false ID for the ship to get me onto the planet. After I touch down, I personally don't care who knows I'm there. Besides, I don't think Count Dooku would be too happy knowing that I screwed up the mission because I was so internally tortured about working for him that I forgot to hit a few switches. Yes, that's right. Count Dooku personally gave me this assignment. He wants me to kill the commander of the Republic garrison on Holdenis, one General Jorad Reeftut. And if I'm able, I'm to destroy the garrison. This will leave the planet open to a Separatist takeover.
This is Holdenis City Flight Control to the Happy Camper. Please state your purpose for visiting Holdenis.
Right on time.
Holdenis Control. I'm here on business from out of the Ferrosoth system. I've got a cargo hold full of Nerf wool that I need to deliver to someone in the Garen district. Any chance of letting me land around there?
I don't see why not, Camper. Follow these coordinates to landing pad 468. Prepare to be inspected, though. There is a war on, after all.
Wouldn't have it any other way, Control. Thanks again.
Fools. As the Death Gundark enters airspace over Holdenis City, I release a proton torpedo. One that I've rigged to give off a transponder signal matching the so-called Happy Camper. Then I engage the Gundark's newest modification, the cloaking device, courtesy of Count Dooku. I watch as the torpedo explodes right over the Darren district. Everybody will think I've suffered a fatal accident. By the time anyone's figured out what really happened, I'll be long gone.
am Chi... No. Greetings! I am Chidon. Oh, good. Right on time. Must be Longscrack. My name is Chidotto. How'd you like the cloaking device? Did it work okay? I guess it must have, right? You're here in one piece.
It worked fine.
Of course it did. I bet you wish you got to hold on to it after this mission is over, right?
Can we get on with this?
Sure we can. There's your land speeder and the special package you required. You mind if I ask what's in it?
Yes.
Right. Okay. I guess you're all set then. If you have any problems, just contact me on frequency 223/12, and I'll come and get you.
I won't have any trouble.
Of course not. Oh, one last thing. I've been monitoring Reeftrip these last couple of days. He's been spending a lot of late nights at the garrison. You might want to try and hit him then. The security's lighter at night.
I'll keep that in mind. Now, are you finished? Or would you care to fill me in on what time the General uses the washroom as well?
I can, if you really want to know. Which, of course, you don't. On your way then. Don't want to keep the good General waiting.
I wait until nightfall before setting up camp on the roof of an abandoned warehouse a couple of buildings down from the garrison. Using the macro binocs that are built into my helmet, I study the guard's nightly routine. This is going to be easier than I thought. Sure, the Republic's clone troopers are good, but not nearly as efficient as their source material, Jango Fett.
The nightly patrols are coming back in. Perfect.
I flick a button on the control unit I have strapped to my wrist. Zoom the macro binocs in for a closer look at the ground right outside the gates. A small cleaning droid zips inside right behind the line of clone troopers. This is what was in the special package Chidotto gave me. It's equipped with stealth technology, untested until now. The droid will perform reconnaissance inside the base and inform me when it finds the general's office. Satisfied when no alarms go off, I smile to myself and head back to my land speeder. The waiting game begins. As I exit the warehouse, I'm surprised to hear the sound of a blaster being cocked behind me.
Hold it right where you are, bounty hunter. Let me see your hands.
I raise my hands in the air and slowly turn to face the clone trooper.
Okay. You got me.
This is CR-8105. I have...
The trooper is dead before he hits the ground, my dagger sticking out of his throat. I rush over and take his helmet, removing mine and placing a small chip over the microphone in the trooper's mouthpiece. As I place his helmet over my head, I can hear the Republic garrison trying to get a reply. I answer for him.
This is CR-8105. False alarm base. I thought I'd caught a spy, but it turned out to be just a drunk.
Copy that, 105.
Base? Mind keeping us quiet? I'd rather it didn't get around.
We'll see. Base out.
I remove the helmet and toss it to the ground after removing the voice modifier. I stare down at the trooper. Such a pathetic display. The Separatists are actually worried that they might lose to these people? My opinion of the clone troopers just dropped from good to inept. A bunch of Ewoks could wipe them out.
Incoming transmission from an infiltration unit, Proto 1A.
Let me hear it.
Proto 1A indicates that it is located General Greenhut's office. The General is currently inside. Proto 1A also indicates that it has shut down Republic's garrison security systems in areas leading to General's office. It has sent a detailed map of the route you should use.
Now that was interesting. I had expected the droid to send me the route, but the part about it shutting down the security systems, well, that took me by surprise. Proto 1A hadn't been programmed to do that. The droid was adapting on its own. Impressive.
Send a signal to Proto 1A. Tell it to proceed. And I have new instructions. I want to be informed precisely 2 minutes before it initiates the next step of its assignment. Understood?
Proto 1A has received new instructions and will comply. It also sends the message of good luck, sir.
Good luck to it as well.
How well did Dooku's people design this droid, anyway?
Okay, let's see what it's got for me.
I pull up the map on my helmet's HUD. Sure enough, there's a clear route marked in red throughout the building, ending in the general's office. My point of entry's on the eastern side of the garrison.
Great. They're going through the sewer drainage tunnel. Story of my life.
I thank the core that my helmet is sealed airtight, and I don't have to smell the sludge that I'm walking in.
Okay, according to the map, I head down this tunnel 40 meters until I reach... there it is.
I reach a side tunnel and turn down it. At the end of this tunnel is a deep pool.
On the other side is a ladder that should lead up to a maintenance hatch. I don't like the look of this pool, though. Trusting my instincts, I fire my jetpack and fly across. At the halfway point, a flurry of tentacles reach up out of the water.
Dianaga. Of course. What would a sewer be without a Dianaga?
I chuckle to myself, and I'm completely surprised when I realize I'm no longer heading toward the ladder, but I'm flying in circles. I look down and see a tentacle wrapped around my foot. I'd underestimated the size of the beast. It's a lot bigger than I'd suspected. Pulling out my blaster, I fire a shot into the tentacle. It releases me. I don't recover in time from the sudden burst of speed caused by being let go of and flying into the wall.
Great. Just fraggin' great. Now, where are you?
No sooner had I spoken the words than the Dianaga's tentacles appeared, thrashing violently, stirring up the water, heading straight towards me. I headed off in the direction of the ladder. Reaching it, I began climbing. I watch for a few seconds until the monster gives up, realizing that its meal has escaped. Then I turn my attention to the maintenance hatch. It had your basic security system, which, true to Proto's word, was disabled.
Now if I can just avoid any more unexpected obstacles, this should be a piece of cake.
Of course, I'm not expecting it to be. I enter the base through the maintenance hatch. Down the hall to my left is the lift that the droid has designated as safe for me to use. I enter it, blaster at the ready. Clone troopers are sure to be everywhere from this point on, as well as other Republic personnel. I'll have to be very careful not to be seen. As I start to leave the lift, a small astromech droid rolls past the door. I duck back into the lift. The droid saw me. It gives no indication. Satisfied that no alarms have been triggered, I leave the lift. Glancing around the corner and seeing the backs of two clone troopers disappearing into a doorway, I race down the hall. First door on the right. And it's unlocked. Doing a quick scan and determining the room to be empty, I enter it and look up at the ceiling. And there's the air vent, exactly where Proto-1A said it would be. Pulling a nearby table over, I climb onto it and press the seal to open the vent. Not surprisingly, no alarm sound.
I really need to get some of those droids for my own. They're fraggin' miracle workers.
Nobody seems to be aware that I'm here. This is good. I continue on, following the route marked on my HUD. Finally, I reach the final turn. The air vent at the end of this tunnel should open directly over General Reeftut's office. Hopefully, he's still there. There he is, totally unaware of my presence. Before entering and taking him out, I do a quick scan of the room. There's the main entrance,
facing Reef Tut's desk and two other doors, one on the left of the desk, the other on the right. According to the map, one is the fresher, the other is Reef Tut's personal lounge. Both scan as empty, but that doesn't mean anything. I'll have to stay sharp. I push open the vent and drop to the floor. Blaster pointed at the general. Hello, General. Sorry to drop in unannounced like this.
Ah, Mr. Scrack, is it? I was wondering when you were going to arrive.
You sound like you were expecting me.
Actually, I was. Some of my men discovered your Rhodian friend lurking around outside. Apparently, he was there to back you up. He spilled the entire story.
Oh, he did he?
Yes, it was quite pathetic. Really, you'll have to tell Count Dooku he has no hope of winning as long as he keeps hiring fools.
Now, where have I heard that before? Well, General, it looks to me like you're overlooking one small detail. I'm still here, and I still have this blaster pointed at your face.
Details, my friend. Merely details.
Blast. The Jedi have caught up with me. I back slowly toward the main entrance, which opens behind me. Six clone troopers ready to blast me out of existence.
Hold it right there, Lanyana.
I lower my blaster.
You, I believe, are a wanted man, are you not? Chancellor Palpatine will be most pleased to have you behind bars again.
I just bet. I look at the Jedi one by one. My computer doing a search on their identities. The Wookiee comes up blank. The blonde woman scans as Hurricanus, sometimes called the Hurricane. Why? I don't have time to find out. The other woman turns up blank as well. The other two men scan as Dalnus Cam, and the one who appeared to be the leader scanned as... well, this was interesting. Provota Vatil. I overheard Asajj Ventress and Dirge talking about him. Is he ever in for a surprise?
Log Scrack, by order of the Jedi Council and the Supreme Chancellor, you are to be taken into custody for the attempted murder of General Jorad Reef Tut and for the deaths of Tal'Siwa Janes and her Padawan, Riptu Menfig.
What about all the other Jedi I killed?
Just drop the blaster, Scrack. We know you're capable of being a reasonable sentient. Don't make this any harder than it has to be.
Please, spare me the self-righteous pep talk. I'm here to kill Reef Tut, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Proto-1A indicates that you have 2 minutes until the final stage.
The Jedi begin to circle me, and the clone troopers have all filed into the room.
Give it up, Bounty Hunter. There's no way out for you.
There is always a way out, my dear.
Look out! He's going to...
I launch myself at Reef Tut.
Hold your fire, will it?
That's right. Drop your weapons. That means you as well, Jedi. That's the good thing about being me. Being from an unknown near-human alien species sometimes has its advantages. I learned a long time ago that Jedi have a hard time reading what I'm about to do. It comes in handy in situations like this.
Now, Scrack, don't do anything hasty.
Yes, Log. Put the blaster down.
I'm sure we can come to some kind of arrangement.
Well, maybe. I begin to lower my blaster. Then, before the Jedi can react, I snap Reef Tut's neck.
Wait, Voda, can you sense it? Something's in the air.
I don't sense anything.
No, Dolas is right. Something is going to happen. Something bad.
Wish I could stick around, but I can't. Maybe we'll meet again, Jedi. But I highly doubt it.
Get out! He's planted a bomb!
Proto-1A's last assignment was to latch itself onto the garrison's main reactor and detonate. Cleaning droid, surveillance unit, and a bomb more powerful than 10 thermal detonators all rolled into one neat little package. A wonderful device. I glance down and back towards the garrison. The Jedi will probably get out somehow, but everyone else is doomed. Another job well done. And you know what? Forget what I said at the beginning of this log entry. Reef Tut was an idiot and deserved to die. I won't lose any sleep over it. And Provoda Vatil? Well, if he survived the blast, he won't be around much longer. Once I'm back on board the Death Gundark, I send a progress report to Dooku and tell him to inform Asajj Ventress that Vatil is currently on Hol Dennis. Maybe she'll catch him there, or maybe not. I really don't care. A good man died today. Oh well, the galaxy keeps turning. I'm sure a lot of good men will die before these Clone Wars end, and I'll probably be the cause of a lot of their deaths. Computer, end recording.
Listening to a Razor's Edge audio presentation of Star Wars, No Way Out, starring Sean Corey as Log Scrack, Nathan Butler as Chidoto and narrator, Michael Smith as General Jorad Reefjit, Adam Bertacci as Privoda Vasil, Andrew Fafford as Dallas Cam, Winter Fontaine as Hera Canis, Elise Fluharty as the computer voices, Michael Sheridan as Holding the Splant Control, Steve Molman as Bass, Amy Farrell as Female Jedi, and Gary Mongar as the Clone Troopers. Written, directed, and cast by Sean Corey. Produced, mixed, and music supervised by Steve Fluharty. Star Wars No Way Out is a non-profit fan production produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Wars and any other copyrighted materials herein, including any music and sound effects, are reserved to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. Extra special thanks from the entire creative team to George Lucas for creating the playground and letting us, the fans, roam within it. This audio drama has been dedicated to all of the longtime fans of the Log Scrack Saga. Log will return. From all of us at Razor's Edge Audio, thank you for listening, and may the Force be with you all.